The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 18th of April, 2017. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Check out the two big products we just... Everything is finally done with the pages. Go out to the Winner's Circle. That's the first one. That's 12 modules where I talk about some of the movements I do, and basically the movements that I feel have really the big pay dirt in them, the stuff that, you know, we don't talk about a lot anymore, whether it's a high shrug, a pullover, a dip, different forms of sandbag work, thick bar training. You know, I even got one section in there if you want to build a set of monster arms, and it's not just doing barbell curls either. Lots of good meat and potatoes there. Also, etched in stone. That's the biggest thing I've ever done. This goes after 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old males, but it could be for anybody that have find themselves with high amounts of estrogen levels. You have a very big stomach or a spare tire, whatever it is, either or. We've assembled some of the best people here. We've got Dr. William Wong. We've got Dr. Jeffrey Smith, who's a medical doctor. Of course, Dr. Wong is probably the best naturopath in the world. I mean, he's incredible, anti-aging. We got Dory Peterson, who is a nutritionist and an RN too. And we've got Dale Dugas as far as recovery with products, liniments. I'm using a lot of his stuff right now. It's incredible, and I'm using it even when I'm out lifting weights. Obviously, you know, Dennis's story here. We got Kelly Johnson on here, who's doing all the branding and the web work here, who's a student of mine, along with Jeffrey Smith. So we've got the best group of people where you can go to people for anything. And I really want to concentrate on the training end of this. So if you want to get something that's going to get you in shape, and it's not going to be a 90-day thing either, even though this is an 8-week course, we want to just keep this thing going, going, going. Dennis has been on this course. He's been out for a few weeks because they just had their first child. But up to that point, it was a little over 6 weeks. He went from 271 down to 237 on this program. Obviously, his diet had to change, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm a big believer in it's the exercises you're doing. All that stuff works in conjunction, but you got to get out there and get metabolically sound. So go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com and check that all out. Secondly, go out to motivationandmuscle.com. We got our good friend John Bruni coming in shortly. Go out and just look at all the shows John and I have done. I'm trying to play catch up. We did a big show with John yesterday. I posted it all about his neuro. He does all the stuff with neuromuscular. He's got the apparatus that you can purchase from him to do this. And then we talked about building a big chest. Real interesting stuff. I was just out a little while ago. The show was just downloading like mad. You come here, especially with John and I, you want to talk about real world, wherever we're training, backyards, friends' gyms, friends' garages. You know, we're not doing stuff in controlled environments, and this is why you're getting what you're getting here. This is guys that just do it, and they learn it. And I just posted a show with our good friend Jason Gregory. If you love stone lifting, go out and look at the brand new show, 31 Days. You're going to go crazy when you see what this guy did with two stones and the description that he did to his body. And Jason is very lean. Not a 300-pounder, but you'll be shocked what you hear. And he's going into a whole new phase of this shortly, and we're going to do photo, video, everything with him, so stay tuned. But like I said, we got John on with us, and I am going to give you some information on this gentleman. Number one, well, I love that. We did a show on coconut-sized shoulders. That was great. All right, let me see here. Do I have? John, I don't think I've got the right... right up here for you momentarily. I mean, we know John's a strong man. He does all of the stuff, the crazy stuff, the shows where you'll see him getting run over. I believe he lays on shards of glass. I don't know if he still does it. He's a minister, but I want to give him his props with everything here, and I want to make sure, and forgive me for that, John, because that one didn't have what we needed for you to introduce you, and I am going to do that right. Let me make sure. Get this. I'm sorry, everybody, but I don't know why that didn't come up correctly, and it's still not. All right. One more time. This is what you call radio. You got to make up for it. Should be coming up right now. All right. Here we go. John's a strong man, author. I should have known that. That's where I found John, on Milo Magazine. Also, too, he's a motivational speaker, a pastor, and I did put in here that he is a writer for Milo Magazine. John, sorry for the delay. Thanks for coming back, brother. Good to have you.
Hey, it's always great to be here, and hopefully people can listen to this broadcast. They know a little bit about my background, and I'm real pumped today because we've got a great topic.
Hell yeah. Now, anything I missed, why don't you give out your equipment company, the URL and all that?
Well, again, we're Guinness Book World Records as far as being a strong man, some of the feats. You can find me on Facebook anywhere just at johnburney.com. Or if we can edit this, brother. Can we edit this part?
Yeah. No, it's not a problem. I'll take care of that.
Okay. I'll make this a little easier. Okay. Basically, you can find me on submitstrength.com, pressingthelimits.com. You can find me on Facebook just at John Bruni or Twitter at Press the Limit. And any of those places will give you great access just to what's going on, videos, free stuff as far as instruction, and also some cutting-edge equipment ideas. And look forward to getting in touch with many of you through that.
Awesome. All right, today we're going to talk about a real interesting subject. And as you know, with John and everybody here, we can morph into anything. But as I was saying to John before we came on, how much do you hear people really talk about big, heavy dumbbells? You know, when we use the 2-inch bars here, we call them mini truck axles. Very interesting stuff, very result-producing stuff. But as I said to John before we came on, like the dip, like the pullover, kind of been like pushed to the side of the road. And we want to clarify a little bit of that today. We're probably going to even talk about barbell stuff, but we're going to first get into heavy dumbbells. So, John, heavy dumbbells. I mean, we had talked about how you started out, you told me, with the thick dumbbell handles. And we know we got the standard 1-inch. And if you know somebody in the steel industry, they can turn you anything you want. Let me ask you this first before I really get into it. In your opinion, do you feel dumbbells have been kind of slighted in these days now when we see all this information out there and, you know, everybody's got prowlers and this, that, and the other thing? Where are dumbbells in today's lifting world, do you think?
Well, you know, I think they've kind of lost favor because there are so many great other tools out there. I mean, there's some fantastic tools. And, you know, in my home we have kettlebells. I've got a fat bell. One of Donnie Thompson's great tools. I've got club bells. I've got all other kinds of stuff. But those, again, are what I call each implement is for a specific goal.
Yep.
And when it comes to just all-around old-school strength, you can't beat the dumbbell. That was where I first really became super strong is through heavy barbell squats.
Yep.
And heavy dumbbell presses. And here's the thing. When I first started out, you know, when you train by yourself, and this is when I first started out, I was training by myself, and there's nobody to spot you on a heavy bench press. So all you can do is do dumbbell presses.
Correct.
And so I would get, you know, these huge pieces of steel, and what I would do is I would wrap duct tape around. I had a few fixed dumbbells too. I would wrap as much duct tape as I could around those things to make them as thick as I could because I couldn't afford the thick-handled ones in the beginning. And then I put some athletic tape around that just to kind of bite down on it. And that's really how I started. I basically did lots of rows presses, prone presses, any kind of row, pulls, high pulls, swings, all kinds of stuff combined with heavy 20-rep barbell squats. And the results were fantastic. They were off the charts.
Yeah, I can imagine, because the 20 reps alone and then with the dumbbells. I'll tell you one thing I've been doing right now, and this is relatively new. I did a show about a week and a half ago with Martin Janzik, and anybody that doesn't know Martin should go out and check him out. He's probably one of the greatest stone lifters in the world. He's out of Scotland. And we always talk about different types of training, you know, off air. Sometimes we hit it on air, and I'm, you know, I can talk about anything we talk about anyways. And if anybody that knows Martin, there's two things if you don't know, you're going to find out right now. He is one of the biggest proponents I've ever met about tire flipping for stone lifting. I've never met anybody like him. And I'll tell you why. He'll flip that tire till he hits 500 reps with it. And I believe it's a 500-pound tire. I'm going to have to verify it, but I'm almost positive that's what it was. I mean, we've talked about and laughed where it could be the work truck, his own vehicle. He'll be out flipping that thing at night with the car lights on and go to start the car and it's dead. I mean, to me, that tells you everything about Martin. But then the second thing is, it's very interesting. He's got like a little foyer going into his house, and he's got a monster sandbag there. And a lot of times, believe it or not, the testing to walk in his house is to see if he can lift this beast. And it is a beast. I think it's 150 or 200 pounds. For anybody that has never lifted even a 100-pound sandbag, you're going to have your life turned upside down, unless you're some extraordinary individual, because it's much different than a 100-pound barbell or a set of 50s in each hand with a dumbbell. Not saying any, not giving them any disrespect, because they're all formidable as can be. But boy, oh boy, if you have never lifted a sandbag, let me tell you, you're going to be in for a rude awakening, especially if it's shifting around on you. So he says to me on the show, because we're always talking about, you know, we're going to get together and we're going to lift some stones. And he says to me, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you can lift a 200-pound sandbag, clean it, lap it, have the upper back especially stand up with it, let alone and put that over your head. He said to me, he goes, and this got me going. I mean, you know, John and I talk like this all the time, and we're fired as hell. You talk about firing me up. He was like, you put a 200-pounder over your head, and you're going to lift any stone you want. Now, I don't see Martin as a guy that plays games with things at all. And I was like, son of a gun, man, you know? So now, as of Sunday, I did dead stop squats. I only went up to 507, but I did a real easy one with that. And there I am out playing around with sandbags. Now, I only went to a 104 and pressed it overhead, but I haven't pressed any of that stuff in years. And let me tell you something, it's pretty interesting, because you got to have some power, because initially when I lifted that thing so quick, it ended up on my right shoulder, like standing up, all right? Now, I have to get that off my right shoulder to press it, because it's almost impossible to have one hand behind your head, one in front of you and doing it. So, to make a long story short, John, I have decided, and I'm going to see what's going to go on with this, that I have an apparatus I've talked about that is the width of my power rack, and I can use it at any level, but I mainly made it to be able to press the biggest friggin' dumbbell dead stop off it and lock it out. This thing is something that any lifter would just die. I mean, John, if you came here and saw that, and we had that thing loaded, you'd go bananas. It is so much fun. Bent rows, flat presses with it. All you do, once you lock it down through the tubes, you put your hand through the center at any point in that thing, and away we go. So, I've decided I am going to, once a week, do the heavy, thick, and I'm not going over 2-inch dumbbell. I'm relegating myself to be able to take that handle and jam anything I want to do up with it, no matter how long. And I've devised a couple different ways of lifting the sandbags. In fact, I've devised a way of doing a partial with it without having to get in the rack and all that, because I can do that too. but I want to go back and forth with them and see what happens initially. I have two big barrels where I use them for lifting the stones on and off, etc., etc. And what I'm doing is I join the two of them together with a nice piece of plywood between the both of them. It's on top of the both of them. And I put the sandbag on there. I'm going to lift it at all different levels. Now, what I'm going to do with that height, obviously, is I'm going to take the biggest one for the day, and I'm going to take it and roll it right up the front of me like you would do the Inver, and I'm going to do it in one sweep, a roll and press. So it ought to be very interesting to see where this all shakes out. So that's going to be my first phase with the dumbbells. John, I'll give it back to you because I got a ton of other stuff to talk about. Give me your feeling on that. Tell me if you think I'm off my rocker or if I'm on to something.
Well, I love it. You know, one of the things that we have at our house is we have a 225-pound sandbag. And, yep. You know, it's a man maker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just to shoulder that thing, you know, yep. To lap it.
Yep.
You know, I try and lift it like a stone. So I've got right. It standing upright, lap it, then put it in the shoulder, then lean it across the crook of the arms,
yep.
Kind of do some squats, different things with it. It is beastly. It all comes down to the object, and that's the things we're going to get with dumbbells is doing them with a thick handle. But
Yes. Before
we jump into that, you know,
sure.
I love all the things you're talking about. Sandbags, you can't beat it. I mean, I even go back to when I first started lifting, too, I couldn't find access to good sandbags, but they did have a 50-gallon drum.
Oh, yeah.
I'd start adding sand to that every day, just a little bit of sand every day, and would shoulder that thing.
Oof.
I mean, all that stuff, you know, here's what it comes down to. We want to make exercise more difficult, not easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes easier because your nervous system gets used to doing it. But we need to all the time be shocking the brain. And that's one of the reasons, you know, we're going to kind of talk about thick-handled dumbbell training. If you've done all your training with barbells or you've done all your training with kettlebells or club, whatever it may be, switch it up because that's where the gains come.
Yeah.
You know, it needs to be here's what we don't change. We don't change that it needs to be a compound big exercise.
Right.
But we do change is the implement and how we do it, and that's what keeps the gains coming over and over and over again.
Yeah, and you know, you hit it right on the head, and that was one of the reasons why I was talking about 2-inch, because last month when we did the show with all the neuro stuff, you and I always get into this, and this is some – I really want you to comment on this, and I can imagine – I know what you're probably going to say. But once again, you and I love that connection – of the mind, to the hands, to the fingers, like you said, with the push-up position, you know, holding it, coming down, full stretch, you know, the stuff that's going off mentally and physically in the body. See, this is stuff I'm glad that we're talking about more and more because, you know, John, it's great to have every book out there to tell you how to think and what I've done and this and that. And believe me, I'm for everybody on here with their books. But man, oh man, when you can make that direct contact via hands or whatever you're doing to the brain, set the fire off in your head, and you're like a maniac, man. You know, that's why do you think I'm doing stuff with putting bags on barrels where I'm going to take that thing? All right, it's higher. It's not off the ground. But do you realize if I'm rolling a 150-pound sandbag and I'm able to lock that out overhead already – do you realize what a gain that is? Now, obviously, I'm going to drop them down lower and lower and lower. But I'm taking an implement, a mini truck axle prior to that, and I'm going to be brace. And this is what I love, John. This is what I want. And I'm going to tell everybody how I do this stuff. I lock those feet into the floor just like a squat, big stamp. Got whatever hand that's visible that I'm not using is just wrapped around that 4x4 power rack, all right? Whatever pillar I'm near. The other one's wrapped around that 2-inch handle. I mean, grinding my fingers into that, and it's like 1, 2, 3 goes off of my head, and it's like right through that hole, boom, up it goes. Hold it, put it down, walk right out, grab that sandbag, and immediately do everything you can to put that thing overhead no matter what. This is the kind of stuff, man. You know, John was talking in the beginning when he was doing 20-rep squats or if we, and John and I have done enormous shows on power rack training, which we're going to get into more and more because there's so much. I don't care. Go down, dead stop at parallel. Do singles. Do singles, singles, singles. You could mate those three lifts together and do that for as long as you want. And I'm telling you right now, you will get bigger than a 4x4 power rack. Go ahead and take it, my friend.
Well, you know, absolutely. And the mental game is so important with these things because you're making yourself stronger. And, you know, here's a great story from last night. This actually happened last night.
Okay.
So I'm training at the concrete gym with the guys that I train with on bench press day.
Yep.
And the lift for the numbers, as far as the chart was supposed to go, I missed the second rep. I nailed the first rep, missed the second rep.
Yep.
And it was supposed to be the last set of the day. So here's the thing. You never can end in defeat.
Right.
So mentally, I said, all right. You know, I was ticked at that point. Got in the zone, and something came over me. I said, you know what? Take that old weight and add 50 more pounds to it.
Yep.
50 pounds.
Yep.
Went over, nailed it.
Yep.
And that's one of the things I always tell people. Whenever you're doing something, you miss a lift, you don't want that in the back of your head. You got to add to it. So there's been times when I've missed a brick break or something, and I'll say, not only are we doing that, but we're going to add another brick to it.
There you go.
Because that's what you want to do. And so all these little things, like with sandbags and dumbbells, whatever you're doing, is people need to realize it's not just making you physically strong, but it's making you mentally strong. It's tying the whole body together. That's why we train with thick handles. That's why we do the things that we do. Because we want to be not just physically strong, but we want to be mentally and spiritually strong as well.
You know, and you hit upon that, but I want to ask you this because I'm really interested. You know, we were just talking about with the mental capacity, with the holds and the squeezes. Now, we talked about the neuro last week or last month, and it was such a good show. What do you feel? I mean, I know it's a different implement. But we're all into the squeeze and the feel and the ignition and all that. How do, I know it's not the same tool what you sell, John, but how does that the thick handle dumbbell stack up to everything else out there? I mean, you know, with what we're talking about, with what you want to achieve, et cetera, et cetera. When we squeeze a thick handle, what is that doing to us, you feel? Not only in a very positive way, but a way to really like force us to push everything you got into this lift. And one other thing I want to add, what you said is exactly what this old lifter Craig used to say to me from the Y. He said, never, never leave the gym without doing your heaviest lift because it sets you up for the next one. But go ahead, take it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We talk about the thick handle dumbbell. One thing that's great about it is you can't cheat.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things mentally is you can't hitch up or, you know, use a lot of body English with the thick handle dumbbell because it's just going to spin right out of your hand.
Yep.
And it's just going to go come crashing down. And so the number one thing is, one, you have to use good form. You have to engage your brain because, as I talked about last show that we did, every time that you engage your hands into a lift, you're engaging your brain because there's a massive amount of your brain is dedicated to your grip and to your how your hands and your fingers work. So when you begin to do those things, of course, mentally you're getting stronger. The third thing is this, is you must engage. Here's the thing, and everybody's done this thing. Pavel, all kinds of guys have talked about it.
Yep.
So when you make a fist with your hand, the harder that you squeeze, your entire arm gets engaged.
Yep.
When your hand's loose, you know, and you're just barely holding on, not everything is engaged. So by squeezing the hand, it's that hyper-iridation. All of a sudden, it's not just your forearm, but your bicep, tricep, your shoulders, everything gets engaged and becomes tighter. And the lift becomes better, so your form becomes greater.
Yep.
And again, all those things carry over. So when you go to lift a sandbag next time, you know how to engage your whole body instead of just being passive and igniting a few muscles. You turn your whole body on.
Absolutely. I love all that stuff, and I mean, I love we're getting into this. All right. So You know, you've done plenty of stuff. You know, I never forget when you see pictures of, like, Paul Anderson handling those mammoth dumbbells, whether it's a one arm or you'll see him on a flat bench. Incredible. What I really like, you know, my taste in dumbbells is anything, but the ones I really focus on right now are three of them. It's going to be the dead stop press, it's going to be the one arm deadlift, and it's going to be a bent row. Now, and I use the 2-inch handles, obviously, one handle. The dumbbell row, that's pretty explanatory. I put, you know, you can do it a number of ways. I love to put it, obviously, between the legs, straddle it as much as you can. Whatever the free hand is, I'll push off on the center of the thigh, grab it with the other one, stand up with it. Stevie Shanks, big proponent of that for lifting the Denny's. I asked him one day on the show, well, how do you get your back stronger to lift Denny's? It was just like Martin with the tire for flipping for the Stones. One-handed dumbbell deadlifts. I'm like, okay. I mean, there was no hesitation, no nothing. And then, obviously, when I do the bent rows, and it's like anything, I can do all that stuff through that piece of apparatus that I use for rowing. I can do that for what I use for pressing for rowing. But rowing, like everything, you can be a master of the art with it. I mean, you want to raise it up? Well, you put it on some plates. Maybe you put a piece of rubber over it so you don't damage your plates. You can put bigger plates on the dumbbell handles if you want to cut an isometric. Well, not an isometric, but obviously a shorter range of movement with it. I love doing my rows. I brace it against my filled keg. I just love getting down in that position. I get nice and low and just rip that thing right up. I know a lot of people don't like straps, but Kenny Nowicki was nice enough to send me some 2-inch straps from Cerebus. I use them when I start getting up real, real heavy with them. One of the reasons I use the straps is with the left bicep after the tear. I know that sounds like probably a candy ass to a lot of people. I don't want any more tears, and it really takes a load off that bicep, even though it's fixed. I don't care who you are. Once something like that happens, you're going to guard that whatever happened to you more and more. That's being smart. That's not being stupid. So those are a couple, are like three of the examples I love to do. And you can get down and dirty with those dumbbells. Now, if you want to use a 1-inch handle, that's fine too. But I do this for a number of reasons. I use the thicker handle, obviously, to build the hand, the wrist, everything involved with it. But I also do it to limit me a little bit because I don't want to go balls to the wall every time with everything. So then when you switch over to a 1-inch handle, well, all right, just say you're doing a 150, 200-pound row with a 2-inch handle. Let me tell you, you put 150 on a 1-inch handle and you're going to think, was that the correct weight? Because I've done things like that where you have to go back and count plates. Same thing with a squat, anything. You know, you're on the money that day. You're so enthused. You're so fired up, like this show. And you just are like, wow, did I do that? So it has so many benefits. And besides that, you know, I've said this a multitude of times. If you want to be a good stone lifter, you got to have the darts, meaning your fingers. If your fingers aren't thick and strong, we've already said this through multiple people on here that are much better stone lifters than I am. If you don't have the fingers, you're not lifting the stone. They don't care what you deadlift, whatever. So, John, take it.
Well, absolutely. There's so many aspects to jump on in there. One of the things that we used to make at my strength equipment company, but they were just so expensive, is we used to make monster dumbbells up to 200 pounds a piece.
Oh, awesome.
So you have a 200-pound fixed-weight dumbbell, and, oh, just killer, killer. In my house, I've got sets of 100 and 150 that are set weight. But one of the things I love to do is just take that 150-pound dumbbell and put the fat grip on it because
yeah.
It came
yep.
with 1-inch diameter. So you just, you know, there's no excuse not to use thick handles anymore when you get a pair of fat grips out there. Because you can go 2-inch or 2.5-inch.
Yep.
So, you know, there's no excuse for not being able to throw those on to your dumbbells. But just doing deadlifts with a thick handled, you know, and it seems so light, you know, or not, I wouldn't say light, but in your mind, you're thinking, what's 150 pounds, you know, if you're a heavy floor with a barbell.
Yeah.
Put the thick handled dumbbell and you rep out, just doing deadlifts, it's giving you that extra range of motion that is just unbelievable. I do a lot of work with the Iron Mind Rolling Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
But you've got that on plate, so it's a little bit different lift. You know, you're starting almost just below your hips.
Yep.
If you want, guys who are out there, you want to know a secret to increasing your Rolling Thunder deadlift weight, start going with doing dumbbell deadlifts from the ground with a thick handle.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you've got the increased range of motion, and all you're just building weight, huge strength.
Yeah,
I can't talk enough about this. It gets me fired up even saying it. But I know guys that, you know, they can deadlift a lot even with a one-handed barbell lift.
Yep.
But you got to remember that 45-pound plate places that bar so far off the ground. When you do a heavy deadlift off the ground, especially if it's a fixed weight, you know, your hand is just inches from the ground. So your starting point, you've got to have way more hip flexibility, get down there and really dig into it. And stand up, and I'm telling you, the results are dynamite. It is a fantastic exercise that carries over to everything. These things were so important. My very first big purchases I ever made when I first started getting into this was not only squat racks from Iron Mind, but I bought the big boy dumbbells. Had a big 2-inch handles. You could adjust a 2.5-inch if you wanted to.
Yep.
But the big 2-inch handles. And I went out and just bought a pile of 10-pound plates. It was ridiculous how many piles of 10s I had. But that's how you start. You know, I started with the tape, went to that. That's how much I believe in that implement. That was just a huge thing, you know, doing presses, deadlifts, all kinds of stuff with the thick-handled dumbbells. But, again, you have to try it. Some of this stuff, you know, you hear it on the podcast say, I don't know. Get out and try it.
Oh, yeah.
Then come back and talk to me, you know. Yeah. So get out and get after it.
I'll tell you what. Those dumbbell handles, because I've got pretty much everything he ever made and's not making anymore, Randall Strassen there. That stuff changed my life using that thick stuff. Because, number one, it's going to humble you because you're not using anywhere probably near what you've done with a 1-inch handle. And I mean, I've got his 1-inch handles. I mean, I've got all that stuff. Super stuff, but different feel. And you know, the feeling is so much. And I'll tell you one thing. Anybody out there, this is myself included, because I haven't done it. It's sitting on the floor. I've lifted it, but not high. Anybody ever wants to lift a Thomas Inch dumbbell? Get your butt right on a set of 2-inch handles and start playing. Because I'm telling you right now, they will twist out of your hands, let alone Thomas Inch dumbbell. Because I believe I believe the correct, and maybe John can correct me, I've heard so many, you know, there's so many different inch dumbbells other than the original out there. But, you know, I hear ranges from 172 to 176. Now, I'm going with the idea that's another implement I got from Randall years and years ago. And I got to believe it's a 172. Now, that handle, if you've never seen one, is almost impossible unless you've got some type of vice grip hand to initially lift that thing off the ground. 2-inch handles, we're talking about thick dumbbell work. If that's something you would aspire to, get on it right away. Rolling Thunder. You talk about a beast. I love all those things. I've got Rolling Thunder. I've got the Dinny rings. I've got all that kind of stuff I've talked about before. Titans Telegraph. I've got the Hardy Handshake. You name it. And I'm not getting paid to do this either from Randall, okay? I'm just telling people, like John is with the squat racks and everything else, is this. There are places that you can get other equipment, good equipment. John, as everybody knows, manufactures equipment. I want to tell people where you go and get good stuff because I know it's expensive, but remember this. If you cheap out, you know, your life's in your own hands. You know, people have asked me, hey, I saw this power rack, and I'm not going to say where it was, but it's in New York State, and, you know, they only want $350 for it. What do you think? I said, well, what are you planning on using? Well, you know, I might want to get up to like an 800-pound partial. I say to them point blank, don't waste your money, because you don't want to have any type of equipment, especially in your, inside a cage, or I don't even care. I don't care if it's a grip thing, whatever. If something should ever happen, especially with metal, does everybody know what metal does to flesh? Think about that. So it's very important when you're doing this stuff. And I know it got off a little track here, but people need to know these things. Because sometimes people don't think, they're looking for the cheap, and I got it. But there are things to consider. And when you're going to become fully devoted to the art of physical culture here, make all your purchases a lifetime purchase, not next week, not a year from now. Think that way. But I'll get right to you too, John, and momentarily. So I really concentrate on those three movements. We talked about what I'm going to do as far as a sandbag matched up with the one-handed dumbbell press. Now, we were talking about barbells too, and I think we there's, you know, John and I love to dabble with barbells too. I do some certain things with barbells. I use different apparatus we had welded together to do Viking presses, car deadlifts, all that. But John, let's, if anything else you got to say about dumbbells, be my guest. If not, you know, let's move into a few good barbell movements overhead or whatever that you feel is kind of pertinent to what we're talking about today.
Well, just another shout out, you know, again, I manufacture equipment.
Yep.
But I tell you what, you know, I don't get anything paid for this. Iron Mine, you know, they've been, and here's the thing, longevity speaks volumes.
Yeah.
They've been around the block. They've been, you know, through the thick and thin, and my squat racks have stood the test of time. I mean, I have literally beyond those things. Everything I have gotten from them is top notch. You know, there's other great companies out there. It depends on what you're looking for, what your goals are.
Yeah.
You know, if you're more into the Olympic movements, Rogue has great stuff. You know, but Iron Mine, you will never get better as far as the grip implements and squat racks from Iron Mine. They're top notch.
Oh, absolutely. I've never had a problem with them, and I think the first time I made contact, if I'm correct, was 1992 when I got the first issue of Milo, and who was on it? The great Paul Anderson. So Randy's been around a long time. He's been on the show. Hell of a product, good quality, and like you said, you don't stand the test of time if you make poor equipment. I mean, if you're happy with what we've got with dumbbells, let's talk a little bit about some barbells. And we can set those things up the same way. I mean, we can use an Apollon, we can use a 3-inch, we can use the great Olympic bar. So let's talk a little bit about that too, John.
Well, I love the thick handle barbell. One of the things that we had, and we still manufacture at our company, is an axle bar. It's 2 inches all the way around. It's cold rolled steel. It weighs over 70 pounds.
Yep.
So a lot of people struggle the first time just picking it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, 70 pound barbell. But one of my all time favorite things, and I don't have these anymore. I've upgraded to bumper plates, even though it's not as fun. We had a big pair of truck tires that were set up for the axle bar, and so we made these converter plates. So I was able to have these truck tires on my axle bar.
Yep.
And I'm telling you what, there was nothing more fun. I would take that thing out in the street, and I would clean and press it over and over, and you could throw that thing, and it would bounce like crazy, higher than, you know. it was just insane. But the gains that came from a season of just devoting myself to doing that, I did it almost every day for a season. That's why I said. And one of the things that we talk about here is everything's seasonal. You got to be switching it up, but it needs to be compound. So I went through a season where almost every workout I was out doing that clean and press with those truck tires and thick and axle.
Yep.
And the tendon strength, the shoulder mobility, and that's one of the things I'm working on right now is getting a lot of my shoulder mobility back.
Yep.
The shoulder mobility and the pure raw power that I got from doing that heavy clean and press was one of the top things I've ever done in my career.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was doing it Sunday at the end. I think we talked about this maybe briefly in the last show. If not, I know we have. There's so many implements out there. We're talking Rolling Thunder. You know, I've got grip machines from different manufacturers. You name it. But I really believe this. You know, James Fuller and I have talked about this, and Jed Johnson and all that. I mean, if someone didn't have had limited resources and went to John and bought the 70-pound bar, and we talk about finger strength and grip strength and wrist strength and forearm build and all that, I take my 55-gallon drums that I do a hand-thigh deadlift with out there, and I could put plates to the top of that thing, whatever. I mean, you wouldn't move it, but you know what I'm saying. You can put a couple 45s on that beast. And I love going out there at the very end, because you got to figure you've been using your hands on big stuff and all that. And I'll take and just do a hand thigh with that and hold it till my grip breaks, and I'll do it like 3 times. If you don't get strong, big hands and big muscular hands and fingers, you know, I don't know what's going to get you at that point. Now, I know there's a ton of stuff out there, and it's always good to rotate and everything, but I figure like this. If I'm using a 2-inch dumbbell handle, and then I'm going out and cleaning and pressing as high as I can go with a sandbag, and then I'm finishing off besides doing neck and a few other things like that, maybe a big set of pullovers, breathing, and then I go and grab that big, thick 2-inch or 3-inch bar and throw in a couple plates on each side. So, you know, you're talking over 200 pounds at the end, and holding that thing to my grip snaps 3 times. I would say at that point, obviously, if I want to add more, maybe another rep, I don't know, another set, I have no idea. I would say you'd be in pretty good shape. So that's kind of what I love to do. And obviously, John, I'll send it right to you, but anybody that listens to the show knows I do a thing called one-sided training here, which it's going to be a thing I am going to put out. I love going in the power rack, throwing the Apollon axle right on the rods, getting down in a parallel position. So now I'm turned, I'm basically sideways. I'm not looking at the front of the garage wall. I'm on the side looking at the chimney that's in front of me, the side wall of the garage. And what I do is I load up one side. I load up, you know, the bar, the Apollon. I make sure to wrap a towel around it initially till I'm used to it, because it's going to hammer that clavicle and your trap. And what do? I got an arm in front and an arm in the back, and I do a one-sided dead stop squat using both legs, not one leg. And then I'll go to, obviously, the press overhead, and then I go to either a deadlift or a row. Well, why? Because I feel more than ever, especially with the stuff I want to do with stones, I don't feel you ever could get your body, you know, John and I have talked about it, strong from every angle. I think you need to get strong from one side too, and the other side, and back and forth. So what I'll do is I'll do that for a month. And I'm telling you right now, the first time you get under a dead stop squat, or you go to put something over your head, you're going to feel like someone literally put a lock from your feet right into the ground. Because when you go to explode a squat, or you line yourself up to press, say, a dead stop press in the power rack with a lockout, I'm going to tell you, folks, you're never going to feel anything like this in your entire life. You will be so damn stable, the stability, and you will build muscular parts of your body that you can't build any other way. Go ahead, John, comment on any of that.
Well, you know, you talk about the side training. I'm going to throw out an exercise that is pure gold. So okay. If you're listening out there and you want to apply something that's going to make you strong, you get an axle. You put some plates on either side. It's a very humbling exercise. You stand to the side and you do a suitcase deadlift.
Oh, yeah.
It is to hammer the side of your body. Here's the great thing. You know, one side's trying to stabilize while the other side's trying to lift. It's a fantastic overall, and because you're dealing with the axle, your grip is getting toasted, but also your wrist because of the movement side to side and trying to stabilize it, it will give you the wrist strength that you need, you know, if you're bending nails or bending steel. It's a radical, radical exercise, and I just encourage everybody to do it. And if you want to take it to another level, if you've got two axles, you know, do a farmer's walk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the extra length on those things builds strength that you can't get any other way.
Nope.
You know, but the suitcase deadlift's a fantastic, killer, killer exercise.
Well, you know, John, I've seen that. I mean, I've done it before, but, you know, I see a lot of people lifting thick bars, and it's usually between their legs. When you put that extra on the outside of your thigh and you pull that up on the outside of your thigh, that's a big change in everything, because the first thing I noticed, and it still happens because I don't do it enough, is that bar going to kind of dump to the front, dump to the back, or are you going to get real lucky the first time and come up straight with it? That's the thing. And you want to talk about, you know, we're always talking ligaments, tendons, musculature, bone, you know, the whole thing. You want to talk about building quality like that. See, you know what's interesting too, John? I mean, you know, like last week or last month when we gave the routine with the benching. You know, I think the problem I have met with a lot of people, and this is even people that are good lifters, you know, friends of mine, they don't have the confidence to shear themselves away from what they've been doing. They'll complain at times that they feel stale, or they'll say, well, I'm in my late 30s, early 40s now, and that's why I'm not gaining. That's a load of crap. But the thing is, if you don't have the confidence, and, you know, you and I have talked about that. We all go through those periods of time when we could be doing new stuff or we're failing miserably, and it will knock your confidence right off you. I mean, right out, it'll feel like somebody sawed you right out from underneath your knees. But the whole thing is to rebuild and come back, and you can do it, no problem. But I'll tell you right now, you know, you go on that 2-inch bar program, the one side stuff like we were just talking about, dumbbells, squatting, the suitcase lift, get a set of barrels or simulate something with some height in a power rack. Grab that thing and just bring that bar straight up and hold it to your hands. Just snap. What do you think someone's going to look like in a month of that if they do it correctly?
Well, you're going to get huge changes.
There you go. Yep. Yep.
One of the biggest changes you're going to see, and this will be surprising to people, but it's going to change your gait a little bit.
Yeah.
It's going to change the way that you walk. It's going to work with your rounded shoulders. Those people who have that, chicken neck, you know, rounded shoulders look.
Computer
neck.
Yep.
It's going to change you because you are working deep, deep stabilization muscles. Especially because grabbing onto that thick bar is going to activate everything from your neck. Your traps are going to get a workout, your scats, your lateral chain, your anterior chain, and your posterior chain are all getting a crazy workout. The stabilizers, as you move it around, your lateral stabilizers are getting work, your anterior, you know, stabilizers are getting work, and your posterior stabilizers are getting work. So by doing that, the changes are deep. They're not just, you know, what we call exterior or external looking. There's deep, deep changes going on in your body. The tendon strength, stuff is starting to radically change. So you carry yourself a different way. Also, this trains your guts. You know, you're training around, you know, you're giving your insides a massage with some of these things. I mean, it's amazing what happens.
Yep.
When you implement these type of things. But nobody really wants to do it anymore because it's hard.
Yep.
And this is what people need to understand is transformation takes hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It's never easy. Everybody wants to be transformed. Well, if I just do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, you can do something that's a little, but it needs to be very difficult for a little time.
Yep.
Maybe you can't do it for an hour.
Yep.
Maybe you can only do it for 5 minutes. But make it hard. Make it difficult. We choose to do difficult stuff because that's where the secret of transformation lies.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? if you really devote your time to it and your mental resources, you can make this stuff so much fun. That's the point that I'm always trying to make here is this. See, people think, like, fun, I think, is just like, well, I have a few laughs, you know, we'll go out there, we'll, you know, I love to hear, well, I'll do the best I can. Well, no, you won't, because I won't. That's unacceptable to me. What I'm saying is, even if it's like John was talking about with the suitcase deadlift, go out and learn it. Do you have to lift 300 pounds in your hand the first time, even if you can? No. Do you want to use an empty bar, whether it's a 35 or a 70 pounder like John sells? Yeah. I mean, the thing is, go out and make it interesting. Go out and devote some time to it, because I'm telling you right now, you start getting into those one-sided lifts with those big handles, and John said it. I mean, the gait's going to be different the way you walk. You're going to carry yourself. I'll tell you what, you're going to hold your head up very proud. And the beautiful thing is with this, don't be so worried about how much do you use. That's all everybody gives a shit about now. How much do you squat? How much do you bench? How much do you press? How much do you, well, they'll never say bent rows because nobody really probably other than a few of us do them, right? So what I'm saying is, instead of worrying about the world, what the world thinks of you, worry about yourself. Go in there. If you don't have a bar, order one from John. If you don't have dumbbells, if John doesn't sell them, go to Iron Mine. Okay? But take the initiative and go do it. Don't say, well, tomorrow, next week, next year. You know, as they said in Rocky III, when he went back to fight Lang and he was all messed up with Apollo Creed, as Creed said to him when he was given out, there are no tomorrows. And there are no tomorrows when it comes to this stuff. Every time you go in and do a subpar lift for that day, you've lost that day, ladies and gentlemen. Take heed to that. It's very important because you know something? Guys like John, myself, and many other men and women who are on this show, who would ever think? I've been training almost 3 decades now. 3 decades. I don't know where the time's gone. It goes so damn fast. Appreciate every day, I'm telling you right now. And go out and learn some new things. Go out and experiment with some things. Build some equipment. Go to people like John that can help you out. Myself, I love all this stuff, and I'm going to take it all to the grave with me, but I'm going to put a lot of stuff out there, like the show and products and everything else, so it'll be here till the end of time, whenever that is. John? Take it away. Summarize anything you want. Give out your info. I'll give mine and just hang on the line if you would, please.
Yeah, guys, basically, you know, the show seems very basic today, but it's anything but basic. It will radically change your life if you, as the Bible says, don't just be a hearer of the word today, be a doer. You need to go out, make some kind of thick implement. Again, no excuses out there. If you have to use duct tape, and like I did in the beginning, and that's the thing, you can come up with an excuse for anything. No excuses. Go out and make this stuff if you have to. Whatever it takes. I mean, my goodness, you know, if you're spending, you know, $100 a month on supplements and you can't afford a $30 pair of fat grips, your priorities are wrong. So go out, get and make whatever you got to do to get some thick implements. Then start to apply moves that are difficult for you. If deadlifts are easy for you, switch to the suitcase deadlift. If, you know, a bench press is easy for you, switch to the overhead press. Again, if you get bored with doing one thing, start doing high pulls. Mix it up. Pick an exercise that's hard for you, that's going to challenge you to the core. Make sure that it's a compound lift. And as you overcome and get better and better and better, you start to have the changes from the inside out. You notice, my goodness, man, there's a thickness about my hands. You know, one of the reasons I got into grip training is because I've got short fingers.
Yep.
So it's a really big struggle for me. So I have to work twice as hard. But I can tell you what I don't have in length, I make up for in thickness, man. Yep. People say I've got Fred Flintstone hands, you know. No excuses. Get out, get it done, and transform yourself.
I agree. You know something, John? I don't know if we say it enough, but I'm going to say it again. I'll speak for myself. And if you want to comment, you're more than welcome. I am one of the most blessed people in the world. I'm not where I want to be with everything, but that's all going to come. But I got, as I say in every show, and I'll say it again, I found a picture of the Hulk, a cartoon picture, and cut it out, and it fits perfect. And I'm looking at my beautiful brother, Jimmy, and the Hulk is in the corner of the picture. Those are the two, and will always be the two, things that drove me to where we are today with the show, with the business, with how I think, with how I create. And I'll tell you this, everybody. Coming from a family where I saw what it was like to have disease and claim my brother, I don't ever forget that. And I don't care if it was 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, all right? This is real important stuff. And we have the mentality to go out and do all these things. And you don't have to compare yourself with other people. What I'm saying, if there's something you'd like to do and you can't find out about it, but I'm sure you can, take the initiative to go out and at least put it into action. If you don't like it, okay. Or it bothers you, okay. But look at something else. But don't be this typical stagnant person with everything, whether it's professionally, personally, or in the gym. All right? That's all I care about, you know what I mean? And, you know, let's just keep rocking and rolling because that's what it's all about. But this show, like the other ones we've done with John, especially as of late, I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, you talk about giving bullet points. I mean, everything here is just right on the money. And it's like these shows, think about if there was a book out with just what John and I have talked about. What do you think you'd pay for it? What would it cost to digitally come online and pay for it? This is stuff that you're not going to get anywhere else. I don't care who does podcasts. I've never heard anybody that dives into subjects the way we do. So what I'm saying is appreciate every day. Go out and do a suitcase deadlift. Go out and do a one-sided squat dead stop. Go out and do a big overhead with a big 2-inch dumbbell, a deadlift, anything. Row. Do it. Experiment. Have fun with it. John, anything else you got, brother?
Yeah, one last thing, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head. I just want to say, if you're able to train, consider it a wonderful gift, because until you've been injured or have something happen where it takes you out of the game for a while, you don't understand what a gift it is to be able to get out and use your body to its potential. So get out and get after it today. You know, enjoy today, because you'll never have it back, like you said the other day.
Absolutely. It's important. John, is there anything else you need to give out, brother?
Just get in contact with me, and you know, we want to help in any way we can. That's the thing. I try and give away as much info as I can, try and get back in contact with people as fast as I can. You know, we're here, you know, to serve. That's one of the things is, you know, a lot of guys out there are very protective and don't want to promote other people or other things.
Yep.
You know, I'm in it because we're called, as I've said many times, not to hoard our strength, but to share it. So get in touch with me, and we'll do what we can for you.
Yeah, I can't say enough because, you know, I even ask people sometimes to, you know, I always ask everybody to share the show. A lot of people won't even do it. So, I mean, I don't understand it because it's getting traffic to you. But, I mean, I think things like that, it's very important, especially – you know, most of these people that are on here do have big names, and it's like, I don't know. It doesn't matter because the way we're growing, we just keep shoving it out. And John put ours up yesterday, and I thank him for that. That was an outstanding show, just absolutely outstanding. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Go out and go after those two products. No, they're not cheap, but, man, everything on both of them is result-producing, and I can prove any of it to you because I do not, and I repeat, do not put anything out on the market that I haven't worked on, and there's years into that stuff. That's not something I came up with and said, okay, I'll throw this out there. You know, it's like people will take stuff, throw it against the wall, and see what sticks. That isn't the way it is around here. things are very, very demanding, and we test every single thing before it goes out. And I got the proof in the pudding just with people who've trained here. But that's a whole other thing. So go out, check out Etched in Stone, which is phenomenal, and also the Winner's Circle. The Winner's Circle alone is going to grow into monstrous, monstrous audio, and we are probably going to be doing more and more video with it, but that's a whole nother subject. And the same with the Etched, that's going to become a woman's product shortly, and then we got something this summer that's going to blow your mind if you want to see your kids be the best they can be. And that's that for now. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. As I said, just go out and look at the body of work John and I have done. Absolutely outstanding. Outstanding, and it's just going to get better and better. Also, go to out to iTunes and Stitcher and give us a 5-star review. I thank everybody for that. If you want to get M&M into your car, all the new cars have the capability now of podcasting. AHA directory, we are on AHA. You can bring us in 24/7 for your car. If there's a show you'd like John and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. If someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, never be afraid to give them 5 words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life, folks. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. And I'm going to tell you something. I walk around, I love, I'm all over the place some days because I have to travel, and I love talking to people. And even though, you would look at me and think at times he's probably not a real approachable guy, people are pretty stunned when they can hear 2 sentences legible out of my mouth, because a lot of people just have very predetermined assumptions on weightlifters. And I got to tell you, folks, whether I go to a high-end store, medium range, whatever, the amount of people with their heads down, it's insane to me. And obviously the phones and everything else. What I'm doing here with everybody is we are bringing back verbalization, meaning how about shaking somebody's hand and looking them in the eye? How about when I talk to a guy like John, John and I can speak to one another. We can have a blast and whatever. But when John and I are speaking, we can look into each other's eyes. We have admiration for one another. This is what it's all about. We need to get this back. We need to get back out in the fields and lift stones. We need to start building gardens. We need to start building mines where there's not weeds all in them. And that's what we're going to keep doing. And I thank my mother for that, believe me. Also, if you're going to lift it today, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, push it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. As the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red Domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Also, too, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as the great Russell Furr says, who's been listening to M&M from the beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, let me tell you, what we talked about today is seeping out of your speakers. If you don't love mini truck axles, you're never going to love this show, that's for sure. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college business professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Also, John Ridge, my great chiropractor, where he'd walk every patient in the door and keep smiling. John, Dad, Jimmy, Frank, I miss you all, and we will meet one day in heaven. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Also, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by, and tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're coming and we aren't going to knock on your door. We'll put our foot right through it. Join the revolution. Join also to our family. And remember this, if you haven't seen the brand new branding done by our good friend Kelly Johnson, we are excellence in podcasting. Look at the big E. And if it can be all done, you're going to see something big on Motivation Muscle's website. So be on the lookout for that. Also, too, as the great Les Brown says, you all have greatness, but we'll take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And, John, I know I say this all the time, but, man, I love doing shows with you. There's such good exchange. There's so much knowledge here. And I got to tell you, when I get done, I'm going to go down and have lunch, but I'm going outside and I'm going to do a suitcase deadlift just in your honor, brother.
Yes, I love it.
So thanks for being on, man.
Hey, thank you.
You are welcome anytime. So, for John Bruni, this is Eric Fiorello. We'll have John on next month. As I said, go out and do something magnificent. It's only Tuesday. You got 5 more days, and you got the rest of your life. Enjoy it. Stay with us. Tell a friend, and we will talk to you soon. And thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.